It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Bubich and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. In about 30 minutes, maybe 25, you'll hear from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn live right here, 106.7 The Fan. B,
yo,
do you think DQ will provide a definitive update?
No. I don't need you to finish asking that question, and I don't expect him to.
When do you think we find out who the Commanders starter is?
Game time decision.
You think it's like Sunday morning?
Yeah.
I kind of do too.
Yeah. You know what?
Because even if they know, what's the point?
We can lean to stuff and tell you what we hope and what we're thinking, but you know what? You don't need to know everything. Especially the Bears don't need to know everything.
Yeah. If nothing else, even the Bears probably think they're seeing Mariota is my guess.
Yeah.
But there's no point in telling them.
But the thing about it, if the Bears saw last week, what the Bears need to do is prepare for the offense that the Commanders run.
Right.
They didn't change the offense because Jaden wasn't in there. They run what they run. And I so love the way that they do things now where for years I watch our offense be dictated to by somebody else's defense. And now we're dictating to them.
Totally.
Oh.
Totally. Question, the more pressing question, because we're not going to find out the quarterback answer. And we will take your calls here, 800-636-1067. Do you want them to be buyers or sellers at the deadline? And if you want them to be buyers, be legit. Like, how much are you willing to spend? Because if anybody, what's your favorite trade? Peter John Ramos for Shaq?
Yeah, that's the one that everybody would call Scott Jackson about, and it would make him so upset. He would turn beet red because he's like, who the hell's going to do that? Nobody would do that.
Right.
But every fan thinks just because you want somebody that, oh, you can automatically get it. You can offer what the hell you want. If the person that you're offering is not legit, then nobody wants them.
Ben Standig, I would say, is a friend of the program. He's actually my real-life human friend. We went to the same high school about 10 years apart. I often run into him, or I used to run into him at the Starbucks near my house before the property developers tore it down to build a new one. Standig covers the Commanders for The Athletic, and The Athletic did a full 32 team, should they buy, should they sell, and there was a should they stand pat option. Mm-hmm. Standig on the Commanders gives them a stand pat valuation. I'm reading now.
Okay.
Hear me out because we've got some caveats. First off, the plan entering the 2024 offseason focused on year-over-year contention rather than a quick fix. That shouldn't change with round 1 through 4 picks, despite the surprising winning record and a dynamic Jaden Daniels. Washington isn't one player away from joining the league's top tier, especially on defense, and has several long-term holes. Now the caveats. If there's a young player GM Adam Peters thinks is worthy of a multi-year contract and valuable draft picks, maybe. Same if the team is at least 6-3 by the deadline, which potentially became trickier with Daniels week to week with a rib injury. Make a deal involving late round picks, swap or straight up for a veteran CB or DL depth. Let's talk. Mm-hmm. I largely agree with that.
Yeah, totally. I think standing pat, listen, if you end up 6-2, 7-2. You're doing that with this team right here. And if you don't seem to be one player away, why go do everything just for one player? Because you're going to have to build something next year again, right? And if you go and get a player that's going to make you jump that high, you're giving up a lot for that player.
And I
don't know who's going to give that player up.
To me, it's all it's like so dumb to really try to surmise what they should or shouldn't do because every specific situation is so unique. Mm-hmm. And I think – I mean, just think about it. I think if Denzel Ward is available and the contract has some certainty to it and you know the type of player you're getting – yeah, give up a second because a dude like that probably costs you a first. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to talk about receivers, and that's terrific. I don't really understand it. The offense happens to be first in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think people really look at that. A lot of times people don't allow themselves time to think about what they actually are saying. They want to just give up something because they think this is going to make us better. That's not a guarantee. That giving up something and trying to move forward may mess up your chemistry. But if you could get a guy like a Denzel Ward or somebody on that defensive side that's going to be – and I got to keep saying, if you could have them for an extended period of time, you want to do something in that nature. You want to trade a lot for something that somebody going to be here the rest of this year and then they're gone.
Right.
Because there's no guarantee you will make it to a Super Bowl.
I just think it's like – To definitively say, oh, it can't be a day two pick. No, it definitively cannot. That is not what I would think about. But if something crazy happens, you got the chips. You got to be ready to play the hand.
Yeah.
And they got cap space immediately, and plenty more next year. And they got assets. They got four top 100 picks. Otherwise, sure, you're just looking for something cheap of value. Mm-hmm. But you know what everybody else is looking for? Something cheap of value.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. When you start talking about we should trade for this person, what is it that don't let you all know that somebody else may be trying to trade for that person? And then once somebody else comes into it, then you may get to the point where you got to give up more than you thought you wanted to give up. Because I don't know why we always think that every time we start talking trade, we are the only people with the chips or the upper hand. It has to be somebody liking something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If somebody likes what you're offering, cool, you got it.
Let's try these phones. Cliff is in Delaware. Cliff, you want them to be buyers or sellers?
Good morning, y'all. Buy, 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 but buy smartly. If we can get that secondary fixed, I believe they need to address it, and here's why. You know that you've got your quarterback. You got him on a rookie deal. You got the cap room, the cap space. I know our GM is a smart man. You got to try to fix those pieces around him and take advantage of that rookie period on that deal.
I agree with you. But
you think you have to go all in this year? That's what you're saying?
But the rookie deal also lasts
five years. You can get a person that may, and you may only be able to get a person because we could talk about one about the salary cap. You still want to keep yourself in position next year when free agency truly hits, where you can start getting some guys.
Yeah, I agree. I wasn't saying go all in. I wasn't saying go full bore Dan Snyder. I was just saying if there's a piece that's going to get you to where we need to be mindful we got that rookie deal. Thank you, brothers.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Let's go to Londell. Londell, you want buyers or sellers at the deadline?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm definitely a buyer. And basically what you just said also, when I called in, I was high on trying to get Denzel Ward, possibly giving up maybe if it was optional, a second, maybe a third round, because that Denzel Ward is only 27, doesn't turn 28 to next year. And it seems like most of this offseason just passed, they were getting guys that were in their prime, except for Bobby Wagner, in their age range from 24 to 28. And so I say stick with that same routine. There's the awards in that area, or the other Cleveland cornerback that's just as talented.
Yeah, Newsom, J.C. Horn, there's going to be corners available, and I don't think they'll cost you as much. I'm just saying if you have an opportunity to add an elite player, don't be so nervous that you can't make a move because of like some preconceived notion of what is required to build. Because if you look at the Niners, they had to give up a lot to get Christian McCaffrey. But you know what? He made their team great. And they got a pretty sweetheart deal on the Trent thing, honestly. But they gave up a lot to go get Trey Lance. They attacked success. You look at what the Rams did when they won a Super Bowl by sending Goff and picks and eating cap space. But
what I would say to people, I understand all that. But with all the stuff they did, they still ain't won that Super Bowl yet, right?
Who?
The 49ers.
Niners, yeah.
So that's what I want people to understand. Like, everyone wants to just go now because we're sitting at 5-2. It's not guaranteed that you're going to win it.
Right.
Okay? So if the plan is a long-haul thing, I think, yes, if you see somebody, you go get it. But to think that they got to go all in, that's the wrong thought process.
Totally.
Because this thing is a long-haul bill. And they will be sitting so pretty next year with all the stuff they have sitting right there.
You know what I'm curious about? And I don't know that they really have a piece that would qualify. But it was only a month ago, probably, that – a lot of people were like, yo, they should be sellers at the deadline.
Oh, they were.
Where are the sellers? Where's the Mike Sellers callers?
You know why? Because all of a sudden we see some level of success, but this is the thing that people don't see. You're having a success with the people that have all bought in. You bring somebody else from the outside in here, they may not buy in. They may come with their own mindset of what they want, because some of them that's going to be traded for are going to be trying to get a big deal next year. So they want the ball every time. They want to jump everything instead of playing the defense like it's supposed to be played.
Right. It's just fascinating because, one, how much things can change after a couple wins, you know? There is some reality to if Allen was still around. I don't know, but he's injured now and – hold on. I think we got one for you, B. We're going down to St. Leonard, Maryland, our guy Jay.
St. Leonard.
Jay, you buying or selling?
Leonardtown, huh?
Tell us, there's no other choice but to buy right now. Jaden Daniels has showed he's the man, okay? We've got a great offense. We can just about do anything with this team if we can stop somebody else from scoring. And I think we need to fix that secondary first. And if it costs us some money, some cap space and maybe a second round pick, hell, maybe a first round pick. Go ahead and get me Denzel Ward. I'm going to get that shut down. We need our Darryl Green. We don't have one. We don't have anything close to him. Go get him. If you can't get him, if it's too much, go ahead and get Newsom. We got a couple of guys out there that could really do some good things for this defense. Help them out. Let's shock the world and go win the Super Bowl this year.
And we love you, Jay.
Cap space. Yeah, by the time anybody has to pay Jaden, holy crap. I mean, who do we have to pay right now in the next year or two that we have to have?
That's actually a pretty interesting question. As far as expiring contracts, now a lot of these guys they brought in this year on one-year deals.
Yeah, yeah.
Wagner, not Luvu and Armstrong got multi-year deals. Eckler, Ertz. Farrell, Fowler. I mean, a lot of these dudes are on multi-year deals.
I like the enthusiasm, but you know what?
The thing that kills
me is they always automatically assume just because you make a trade, you're guaranteed to go do something. There is no damn guarantee. So if you make that trade, you don't win, then what you going to be saying?
Right.
Oh, non-successful. No. You're still going to have a position where you were successful this year. And you can still go chase it, but it's no guarantee with nothing that you do.
B, we found one. We got a seller. Mike is in Virginia. What up, Mikey?
So the beginning of the year, before the season started, the expectation was, okay, 5-6 wins at the highest. We've already exceeded those expectations. Why not sell the pieces? It's kind of like a Madden thing, but sell all your pieces, get the draft picks for next year. We already know Adam Peters can do what he does in the draft. Why not get rid of the old pieces, try to get 5th, 6th, 7th
theoretically,
round and let him work?
Theoretically, Mike, I can understand what you're saying theoretically. Who are those pieces that you're selling?
I like the secondary personally, me, but they're not. That's kind of a weakness. So if you can get, I don't want to, but if you can get Forbes out the door for a sixth round pick, why not do it? Because you can find something in the sixth round. He's proven he can do what he needs to do in the draft.
The thing about it, somebody's going to have to be offering you and asking you for him to get him out the door. So if nobody is asking you for him, what makes you think they're going to be willing to give a sixth or a fifth or whatever?
Yeah, and for who?
Forbes.
Bro, you're not getting a fifth or a sixth for Forbes right now. He's been a healthy scratch two of the last four games. Like, we got to – did you think they should have gotten some value for Jamin also, sir?
Personally, no. But like I said, I'm blinded by the fandom of the players. Draft, I was like, oh, that's the next big thing.
I got to be honest, Mike, I believe you.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call, though, dude. Thank you. I love it. My man's like, yeah, I know the secondary's bad, but personally, I really like him.
I like him.
I appreciate that call a lot. I appreciate the sincerity. Let's try Cairo in Ashburn. Cairo, you buying or selling?
I would say buy, if anything. But, I mean, I would say no more than a third is what we should give up. Conditional third, I guess. But, I mean, honestly, I think Adam Peters and this organization at this point has earned more than enough trust from all of us that, like, whatever decision they might buy, sell, stand pat, like, hey, I've got no reason to believe that it's the wrong decision at this point, at least in my opinion.
See that call right there is where I'm at. Everybody wants to say how much they believe in Adam Peters, but everybody won't tell him what to do because they like something or like somebody. If the man goes and make that move, you know what? It was the move to make. If he doesn't, then he has a mindset, well, you know what? I can wait till next offseason. You may be able to get Jaden Daniels on a rookie deal and draft somebody that may be a next corner on a rookie deal. You never know. But if you go and you make all your little stuff right now and you don't get that, then what happens? What do you say?
Especially if Washington is becoming a place where players want to be at, it'll probably be cheaper to get them in free agency than giving up capital for them later, like right now. So it's like, why give up capital for them right now when if they want to come here anyway in free agency, you know, you can give them the contract that you want and you can still keep that draft pick. Like, yeah, right now that doesn't help us, but down the road, which is what they said, you know, why buy now when you can buy later?
Thanks for the call, bud.
Because, like, some of these guys that everyone is saying, let's go trade for them now, they may be free agents next year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So what if you give it up now and then they become a free agent and then they leave you next year? What did you really accomplish?
I mean, it's a
– And I understand they're going to say, well, if we go win a Super Bowl, that's not easy, people. You don't just make a couple of moves and go win a damn Super Bowl.
It's incredibly hard. And – it's not to say it can't happen, but they played Baltimore, and if you want to say, yeah, you know, they were right there, they kept it within a score, but they were frequently down two. So it, and you can't take too much away from a game in mid-October anyway. I think it's a stand pat unless there's some sort of move that you have to make. All right, here's the plan. Dan Quinn set to address the media here shortly. Brian and I are in Ashburn to talk to DQ. We will have that for you live right here on The Fan. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll come back to you after Dan Quinn. We're talking buy and sell, and we will take calls all the way up to 1 o'clock. Diana Rossini joins.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
The program.
All right, B-Mitch of Philly, 106.7 The Fan. JP and I are coming to you live from out here at Commanders Park in Ashburn, Virginia. Dan Quinn is getting ready to talk to the media, and we are going to let you all know when he gets ready to talk, because I'm sure it's going to be a lot of news that people are expecting. Jaden Daniels, I'm not expecting a lot of news coming from that side right there. They will talk about the moves that they made yesterday. I think I just got a little text, they just activated McGee. We talked a lot about him from last year, and I'm expecting him to be probably on the field this week. I know people are wondering why certain people are gone and this, that, and the other, but the ultimate thing is these people are going to put the people on the field who they feel give them the best chance of winning. We had a lot of calls just a moment ago, and the guy was like, he's like stuck with the fandom. Yes, you could like a player. I like a lot of people too. But when the ultimate role comes down to how they help your football team, I can like them on another team. I can like him off of this team and like the other person that comes in. And I understand that's a part of being a fan, but the ultimate thing is you're here to win football games. And I think that's what Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are going to do. But, you know, as we begin to look towards this press conference, I think we look at the fact that Jaden Daniels, rib injury. What's going to happen? Do you anticipate him playing this week? Those things will come up. Biotish, I think his hand or his finger or something was hurt. He left the game for a short period of time. Where's Brandon Coleman when it comes down to his concussion and things of that nature? But, you know, this is – we're getting to the point where I can tell you all, I have been over here every week since the season started. I can walk in and out this little room however I want. Now, can barely get out of this damn room because, you know, a lot of attention has been sparked about this football team. The story is Jaden, but I ultimately look at it where I look at games this year. I look at things that have happened this year to where if it were last year or some previous years, probably don't work out the way we want it to work out. But right now, I know that this team is getting better overall, not just on one side of the ball, but it's actually getting better overall. And that's what you want to have. So it is unbelievable. And, we will see how it happens. Well, I think Dan Quinn is now talking to the media. You got me, Landfill? I'll throw it out here to Redskin, to Commander.
We activated Jordan McGee. So just from a roster spot,
you know, definitely left a strong impression. And sometimes there's good that comes after the hard stuff. And he's somebody that we'll definitely be watching and pulling for. He really worked hard, you know, during his time here.
Just to follow up on Davis, I know that wasn't your initial pick, but obviously it's of interest here. What didn't you ultimately, obviously he made another position switch, et cetera. What didn't you kind of see that?
Yeah, I think that's the hard part, you know, like, and why I loved his attitude, you know, come change positions and add value to that and using his speed to go. So at the end, just, you know, it's always this puzzle you're trying to put together, Ben, and there's always hard decisions, and those are, you know, ones that come up, but they're really hard, and this one was hard.
And to that end, obviously, you know, you guys have made a ton of moves going back to since you and Adam got here, and, you know, you made it clear, hey, this is, we're all on the same team. There's no favorites of guys who are here versus anything else. That said, the fact that another first-round pick is gone, the second one you guys have moved on from, shows the hole that you guys were in from a initial standpoint, at least. Once we got started, wow, we really had to figure out what to do here.
Honestly, I don't think of it in that way. It's just a matter of, like, absolutely, like, when change happens, things move, you know, and systems change and people change. And so coaching and scouting and players, it's all part of big shifts that go. Oftentimes, if the, you know, schemes are very similar, there would probably be less. But, no, honestly, just digging into, like, just find edges all over the place. And so when guys move on from here, I'm hopeful wherever they go, you know, they find the right combination, the right things to allow them to do their thing. So that's my hope for anybody that goes on from here, you know.
Jaden, real quick, when you saw him day after game, even yesterday, I mean, how did he feel coming out of the game and dealing with that injury? Was it any improvement there?
Yeah, he came out strong anyway. He was, knowing him, chomping at the bit to get going. So, yeah, they're really, for him, the attitude's been fantastic, just like you'd expect him to be. So he's doing well.
And I know you were asked this briefly Monday, but, you know, with this game with Caleb Williams on the other side, how much due diligence did you guys do on him, knowing it seemed like there was, you know, fairly strong belief that Chicago was going to take him. So how much due diligence did you guys do on him specifically ahead of the draft?
Yeah, quite a lot, because I think what you don't want to do is just think one way and then go another. And at that point, when most of the work is done, it's well before, you know, the draft process gets underway, when, you know, people decide, hey, this is where I'm going to head to. So quite a bit.
Do you think the opportunity to play Caleb is giving Jaden motivation to want to play this weekend?
No. I think you guys have all been around Jaden, and like, anybody, anywhere, anytime is really the mindset for him. Like, I think at his core, Sam, that's one of the things I really admire about him, is just, like, his readiness, his wanting to go prove it. So, no, much like we talked about Lamar a few weeks ago, you know, like, they're not playing against one another. So, like, it's about him and the readiness to get ready and help our team. Ultimately, that's why so many of his teammates really gravitate towards him. They know how much he puts it in and goes for it, and that's why he's, you know, seen as one of the great teammates around here.
What's your impression of Chicago's defense, and what do you guys need to do to take advantage?
Yeah, well, I thought the thing that I really have been impressed by, not just this season but previously last year as well, is their ability to get the ball. The takeaways they've generated, that comes from speed, knowing what to do, you know, how to go play it. So that part would be a number one, top of the pile for me. And then how they can feature, you know, players into rushers and linebackers. They got, you know, all the components that you're looking for to play great D. So, yeah, I got a lot of respect for the way and the play style of how they play.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Hey, Dave.
Very similar question, actually, to Sam's here. Jaquan Brisker, if he's available or unavailable, how much does that change the Chicago Bears defense from what you've seen?
He's a significant factor. And I can remember, you know, from him coming out of Penn State and just all the background and following him. And the safety position, I think, has a lot of value in today's NFL. Can you be in the post? Can you be in the box? Can you guard slots? And there's all different ways that it goes, you know, into the space. So I think it's turning into a really important position because of how guys are featured. And Brisker certainly has all the skills. He can play down. He can guard man-to-man. He's a good hitter. So, yeah, a lot of respect for him.
And I know we've spoken quite a few times about Sam Cosmi since you've arrived to the team, but just kind of looking through the course of the season, nearing the midway mark of the year, as defenses continue to kind of bring different things to you guys and you continue to evolve your offense as well internally, how has Sam's role kind of impressed you in that process?
Some of the things that I see and some of the things that I hear on the sidelines, I share with the team. And just today in a team meeting, I talked about the communication that I hear from him and Wiley, you know, on the sideline. This comes back up. If this alignment's there, we'll go do this. And so I love that he's thinking ahead, because that's when you know you're ready for the next step and the next thing. So that's what I've seen from him. He was one of the captains last week, and what he said before the game was strong and powerful about, you know, this crew and who we are and who we're wanting to be. And we know we've got a lot to build on, but that's what this time is for, to continue on that. So he's off to a really good start, but I'm seeing this confidence grow, the communication grow, and that's what you'd hope to see. And he's having a blast playing football, which for me as a coach, to sit back and smile, to see these guys really battling for one another and enjoying it. You know, they were coming off the field going for it, gassed, and then sitting on the bench, let's go do it again, you know, and they were ready to go fight. So it was cool.
Throughout the offseason and training camp and stuff, you guys taught, you and Adam talked about developing this fast, physical, violent identity. Where do you feel like your team is now, kind of close to the halfway point of developing that?
Yeah, I think we're making progress. I think you kind of talk first piece like a foundation is being built for that, but we're not there yet. There's another level to get to, and that's, you know, what I was referring to today about how do we get to the next spot. I had talked to the team about foundation of our brotherhood. There's another level. What about our physicality? There's another level. What about the communication at the line? There's another level. And so those are the things that you want to take the next steps to. I like it in the run game of what I've seen. I like it on the special team side of things. I felt it, you know, when at a line of scrimmage yesterday, and excuse me, in the last game, I really felt that. So it's about finishing. It's about toughness. And we're not where it's going to end up, but we're making strides on that. And that's what this time is for. Like, you don't wait. Like, go. Do it now. Like, there is no waiting. Like, you absolutely go for it again.
And then speaking of the strides, a pair of rookies in McCaffrey and Sennett. Sennett gets a touchdown grab last week. How much more is there growth roles for those guys in the offense, specifically in the passing offense?
Well, I would say Sennett, we got to target more, you know, based on the number of touchdowns he gets on targets.
So, it's a pretty good ratio.
So I'd say that's my first thought. Like, Luke has just progressed, and I think there's a lot of teammates for him to learn from. There's Bobby Engram that's here, but guys like OZ that absolutely go like as hard as you possibly can. He's a special teammate, and there's other people that he brings along just by doing that. And Luke, competitive nature kind of feeds into OZ, and they're back returning punts together, and you see him communicate. But I just see the trajectory of him going up, and a lot of that comes from mindset. And I think being aggressive is a mindset, not a speed. And Luke's mindset to be aggressive, to take your shot, to get the right block, to run the, you know, those are aggressive ways, and you know, he's gaining on that.
How important is having a happy player? You talked about Sam Cosmi and how much he's enjoying. B-Rob has been smiling since the offseason, knowing what's coming and the way that he runs that football for you guys. How important is that to have a guy that's in that mind space?
I think what some of the guys are learning, and I hope they can take it with them forever, like all of us here will be former Commanders one day. We just had alumni weekend, that you can work really, really hard, Chick, and also enjoy it. And like absolutely have other guys to go battle with and do it. And so seeing that connection as teammates, come on, we'll go do it again. We'll go do it again. It's the extra stuff they do in the weight room, the extra meeting room, on the field practice. You see them just spending time together in the locker room when there's no meeting next. They just spending their day, you know, hanging out and doing stuff together. So that's an attitude together that you can work really hard. As hard as you possibly can, but when you have other people to go on the trip with you, it makes it that much more special. And so that's why I saw that connection with Wiley and Cosme, and I recognized it, because when you're absolutely putting it out, it's much easier to do that with someone else. And so the more of that we have, the better.
And
that's Coach Dan Quinn talking to the media here at Commander's Park. We're going to take a quick break here. When we get back, JP and I will get together and discuss all that was said, everything from Jaden Daniels to the people that they're going out there and bringing up today. But, hey, it's B. Mitch here. Big changes are happening in the DMV. And just like our upgraded football team, now is the time to upgrade the comfort in your home with a Rood HVAC system. I did, and the difference is night and day. My family and I felt the change instantly. And if you don't have a Rood system yet, trust me, you're missing out. Plus, there are tax-eligible options for you in the DMV. And if you're in Maryland, you might score some utility rebates. Head over to Rood.com, find a local pro partner, and get ready for winter. And always remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Fired up. In about 10 minutes, we're going to talk to Diana Rossini of The Athletic. You got news heating up all over the NFL with trade deadlines. Quickly here.
When they got the deadlines, everything happens.
Deadline-driven league, right? Mm-hmm. Quickly here, in case I'm not sure when you guys started hearing DQ. The update today is that he's not practicing today. And the next update comes
Friday.
Now,
in other words, don't be asking me questions all damn week.
Wednesday's practice for the Commanders has turned into a really heavy, like, walkthrough installation session. And then, like, the more physical practice is usually Thursday. Mm-hmm. Also, what typically happens in the NFL, at least the modern current NFL, is I don't know what portion of the season – but at a certain portion of the season, maybe it's week 10, maybe it's week 8, maybe it's week 14, mm-hmm. Even the more physical sessions get dialed way back. Basically, DQ was asked, like, what is he missing? And today, I don't think he's missing much.
Let's be real. He's not missing anything because he's going to be in here looking at this. What does he say? With the virtual reality,
mm-hmm.
he gets to go through everything without – even taking his body through stuff. So he's doing all that. You're going to still see everything.
He talked about all the banked reps. I mean, mm-hmm. the kids put in a lot of work, and then he talked about, yeah, you know, there's some plays we've worked on that you guys, he's saying the media might have seen, but the league hasn't seen. Like, we got options. Mm-hmm. After listening to that, do you feel different than you did yesterday about Jaden playing this week? Mm-mm. Still a possibility.
Still a possibility to me.
I think it's still a possibility for me. Here's my other question for you. Dan Quinn talks to the media Friday after practice. Mm-hmm. Do you think he tells definitively who the starting quarterback is going to be Sunday?
Hell no.
I don't think so either.
And I don't blame. I don't blame him for not. I don't think he should. Hey, man. If you can drag this thing till you want to drag it, drag it. Who cares? Because I guarantee you, if he runs out of that damn tunnel fully dressed, that is going to spark a hell of a energy, and it won't leave throughout that whole game.
For sure. I think it's going to be fascinating to watch. I don't – Jeff, what'd you hear today, buddy?
What'd you say, JP, I was working on?
DQ says no update today. Jaden's not practicing today. You'll get an update on Friday. What'd you hear from that?
Game time decision. That's it.
GTD.
I'm not really worried about that, JP. Like, I know the ribs is a big thing, but I'm not really worried about that. I'm just worried about whoever's.
You're not worried about what? When he makes the decision?
Yeah, because I think if it was bad and we really needed to worry about his ribs, we would have been told, oh yeah, Jaden Daniels to miss so and so to so and so week. So I'm not really worried about it. You know, if he miss a game, fine, because he's not 100%. It's cool, but let's just trust our coaches.
Landini, what'd you hear?
Yeah, I think that my expectation has kind of been that he's not going to play this weekend, and kind of agreeing with Jeff, I'm okay with that. You know, this isn't like a serious injury. To me, this is the same thing as if he had like the flu or something. You know, he'll be back in a week or two. It'll suck to not see him play. I'd like to see him go out there and shut the Bears fans up because I hate them. But I'll live. You know, it's one game. There's how many more left in the season? 10 after this? 9 after the Bears game? He'll be back. I have confidence. I have faith.
I like the way Dan Quinn ended his press conference. He said, I'll give you an update on Jaden on Friday. Until then, let's go kick some ass. I feel like that's the way we could all live.
I'll let
Diana Rossini joins us on the other side of this break. Until then, let's go kick some ass.
Kick some ass, baby.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.